Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Did you hear him? I read about this over on Niners Wire. I assume this was during some of his media availability this week, and it brought back memories of that time frame. Did you hear him talk about who he thought he was going to be traded to?
It was the Rams, right?
He thought he was being traded to the Rams. Like he was preparing for a game with the Panthers, but he kept hearing, and I remember us talking about, you have to trade for him just so they don't get him.
Yeah.
And the exact quote is, I had to lock back in and focus on what I had to do to play in an NFL game that Sunday. I said it, but I thought I was going to the Rams just because that's what I had heard. And then my agent called me and told me I was going to the 49ers. That's kind of how that week went. Man. But I remember those rumors all of that week. I mean, the 49ers, they got it because imagine you're talking about Kyle Shanahan and Christian McCaffrey. It's virtually exactly the same if you're talking about Sean McVay and Christian McCaffrey.
Jeez, goodness gracious. We wouldn't.
I think that was one of the first times we ever agreed where you're like, you got to trade for him just so he doesn't get to L.A. And it's like,
I pretty much do. I remember I didn't even think it was real, man. I didn't think it was going to happen. Like,
I think you were in Jamaica when it happened, weren't you?
I was on my way to the airport. I was in like San Francisco on my way to the airport. And, I was in the air and I landed in New York and I got off. Got off the plane for like, I had a layover like 10 hours and the phone starts blowing up. Christian McCaffrey, wait, what? Mm-hmm. Excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was going to happen, but they finally got it done. And I remember so much about, I remember this first game was, with Kansas City came up, played against Kansas City, and I watched that in a Fort Lauderdale airport, and the Niners kind of got ran, and I was like, oh no. And then I don't think they lost for like 2.5 months after that. They didn't lose till Brock shoulder just his elbow just
obliterated.
Destroyed.
Sports Talk on ESPN 1320 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Let's see what Mitch is talking about here.
Hey!
916-909-1320. What's up, Mitch?
D'Lo, Casey, Jesse, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
I appreciate you, man.
Anytime. First, I don't want to see the Kings like Keon. I want him to be kept on the team.
Mm-hmm.
What about DeMar for John Collins? I saw that on Twitter, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
They're interested getting older. And I think Collins is under 30. I guess he's not doing so well down there. I don't know what's going on. He's got the size. What's happening with these plays? All the money they're making. And I disagree. I think Dillon Gabriel and I think Shedeur Sanders, they're already better than Geno. They're already having a better year than Geno's.
Oh, okay.
I said it.
Hold on, Mitch. Oh, no, hold on 1 second. Hold on.
That's
hold
right.
On.
I said it.
Hold on 1 second, Mitch. You're sitting here. Yeah. Oh, what about DeMar and John Collins? And, you know, I think Dillon Gabriel. No. You've been talking USC for the last 3 weeks. What the hell happened in Oregon?
I was gonna get to that. I feel like our defensive line must have blindfolds. Must have blindfolds, right? They were blindfolded because they couldn't stop the run, or even the pass. No sacks. The special teams, who's teaching that? You don't jump over the receiver, the lineman. That's supposed to, otherwise, they've been done already. It's against the rules. Doesn't somebody tell them what to do and what you can't do? And then my boy Lane going after the team for football. There's plenty of footballs to go around. What was he worrying about? Stupid penalties, the missed field goal. But I want Lincoln Riley to earn his money. Let him be there for the 6 years.
My favorite part is I could just faintly hear him in the background. Hey, thanks, Mitch. Happy.
We appreciate you, Mitch. We appreciate you.
Happy.
And since he came and he said what he had to say, because he'd been talking about SC and all this other stuff, we'll address the question. I actually like DeMar for John Collins, really, because John Collins is an expiring contract. That was
okay,
the rumor.
Sure.
The rumor this morning. A lot of people putting those tea leaves together.
Yeah, and yeah, sure.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of deals where I'm going to be like, no, don't do that. It's if the end goal is, I mean, it's what did is it DJ Quick that said dollars and cents? it feels like for the Sacramento Kings, it's dollars and drafts.
Mm.
Meaning dollars going out and draft picks coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that is there's no, I mean, and this is, you know, the only other direction for this is, you know, the warts. Do you want to go? Do you want to talk Ja? Do you want to talk Trey? Do you want to talk LaMelo? Do you want to talk one of the young stars question mark in the NBA? And if not, then it's dollars and it's draft picks.
I think it was Jake Fisher's thing. What was, you guys might help me out with this. What was the deal with allegedly, reportedly, Zach LaVine kind of, I don't want to say vetoed Trae Young coming here, but the report was, and the thought was, they had a trade for Zach LaVine deal in the works, and Zach kind of was like, nah,
Bulls,
I don't want to do that.
The Bulls the Hawks, had one?
I, that's what I'm saying.
When
vaguely,
Zach LaVine, when Zach LaVine was here.
Here. That's, I saw something vague. If anybody knows,
I call missed in or that. Like that.
But something, because then it got
when
back.
Did that happen? The offseason?
I don't know, because it got back to this conversation about De'Aaron and how De'Aaron was tipped off that the Kings were shopping him because of the Zach. Maybe it was when Zach was in Chicago or what, but the whole Rich Paul angle of it all was, it was something weird. LaVine to the Hawks, was it Casey? LaVine to the Hawks, I think Trey would have been here. And I don't know if this is before or after De'Aaron Fox or not, but yeah.
Well, it had to have been after
unless it was a three-teamer. That's the only reason why I say that. But yeah, probably.
So LaVine
after
would have gone to the
Hawks. Oh yeah, there's no De'Aaron there. So yeah, it was
yeah,
after.
I can't. Yeah. Okay.
Hmm.
That's interesting. I saw the Trey and Fox stuff. I think Jill had something on social media on Twitter about it. I didn't see the LaVine thing at all.
Mm. Coach Fields, shout out Monterey Trails. I think they got a win over the weekend. But he said he heard it was Fox for Trey, and that's how Fox got tipped off that they were shopping him.
Hmm.
Which actually, I don't know if it lines up, so to speak, but Atlanta was old boy's old stopping grounds. Wes.
I thought it was. I thought Fox got tipped off by Rich. I thought Rich was the one who found all of this. Well, maybe that's and one and the same.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. Rich found out, took it to Fox, and then in comes Wes. Oh, by the way. And that's how that whole thing got started. We'll come back. You want to get in on the phone lines, you can 916-909-1320. We're gonna talk a lot more Kings basketball when James Hamm joins us. At the top of the 3 o'clock hour, I think we'll talk some Kings basketball. I think Ruthie Bolton's going to come hang out here in the studio for a little bit, so we'll talk to her. And we talked a little bit about this with the insiders, but did the Rams solidify themselves as a top contender? And Jesse had another team in that conversation last week, and I'm eager to see how he feels about them today. Steelo and Casey on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
1920. Kings and Timberwolves tonight at the Golden 1 Center. We'll talk to James Hamm. At the top of the hour, I think James said he was just going to go grab something to eat. I think he'll just be back here in studio if That's I remember correctly, yeah. Which makes me signing off of that computer extra stupid. All right. Real quick. Someone last week said there are two teams that have separated themselves.
Okay. Well, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead, dude. All right. Wow, you turned on me today, huh?
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. You started today saying I was treating you like Charles Manson or something like that.
Because I said I had my eye on the Dallas Cowboys last Wednesday. I think it was when Casey was out, whatever day that was.
You said you had your...
Wants to talk about how I got that right. That's what the Eagles take.
That's what because I was like, I don't remember him. So I was gone.
Oh, yeah, you were gone that day. Okay, yeah. All right. Remember, I was on the insider. I was like, this, and that. Cause I was like, oh, you idiot. They played the Raiders. Like, okay. I'll try again with D'Lo. And then, yeah. After that, I don't know. I don't feel any worse about the Eagles.
No?
If anything, really? After this weekend, like, the Eagles are still... Like, because I'm... waiting on them to figure it out offensively, and I don't know if they will, but you got Saquon, AJ Brown, Devontae Smith. You got a lot of guys there. So if you
Saquon just up, hasn't been able to.
He hasn't gotten going yet.
He hasn't
You're
gotten
holding
that,
on to hope. But.
That kick that he had last year yeah. back. And it was going to be tough to replicate that. Right. But Brody's not even.
I think he's rushed for 100. He's only rushed for 100 yards once this season. It was against the Giants.
Mm. Oh, that Giants game. Oh, man. Who did they fire today? Their defensive coordinator?
Yes.
Oh, man.
What is that? 5 blown fourth quarter leads this season? Oh, man. Jeez. That was a kid. Jameis, I was pulling for you, dog. Jameis.
Yeah, but I still feel fine about the Eagles. I was kind of, like I said, kind of high on Dallas going into that week. And then the Rams just kind of separated themselves from everybody.
That's what I was going to ask you. The Rams and Eagles are not on the same level.
No, it's like the Eagles can be on their own tier because I don't even know about the Lions at this point. But the Rams are above everyone in the NFL right now. Mm. At this point, whoever, like if anyone were to beat them, whether it be the Super Bowl or NFC Championship, it'd be an upset to me. I don't know who matches them up right now.
Mm. Yeah, the Rams look. They look fantastic.
They're nasty business, but 24 unanswered points against that defense. Like, come on, Philly, that's your 21-0. That should have been it. Mm-hmm. That's what we've said about Dallas all year. Is their offense? They can get the job done. I still can't get over that final 4-3 minutes in the fourth quarter, whatever it was.
Come on, man.
When I was just sure that the game was over, went to do something else, came back, and suddenly Philadelphia has the ball back, and the game is still tied.
Come on, man. So did you
How see- did you not get – oh, I rewound it and caught up to see what happened.
Yeah.
Because I was genuinely confused. I was like, he had to have fumbled it. Like, there had to have been a turnover. I didn't realize was a turnover on downs.
So I'm trying to match up the sequences because
it was the offensive sequence after the the fumble on the kickoff.
So that's what I'm saying. So what fumble? I thought it was a punt.
Or it might have been a punt.
Yeah, because wasn't that the play where the guy, that was an unbelievable effort. You seen that clip of the guy who forced the fumble?
Yeah.
That was on that. That's how the Cowboys got it right back. So they get the ball back. Because I saw they were like on 3rd and 20 or something like that, or 4th. And I was like, Cowboys got the punt. And I walked downstairs. I kind of did the same thing as you. I walked downstairs and was doing stuff, getting ready for the kids' party. And I turned the game on downstairs. And it's 1st and goal for the Cowboys. I said, What? How do we get here?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, they'll punch it in. And then they,
or if nothing else,
they'll get points.
Right.
They'll get points. So it's 3rd. Oh, man, they didn't convert on 3rd down. All right, get you. Oh, wait. I turn my back. I come back. Hey, Dak's lining up. About 80.
No.
And then they snap the ball. I said, what the hell is he doing? And they don't get it. He almost ran into a sack on that play. What are we doing?
The Cowboys actively tried to lose that game yesterday.
What are we doing?
That was amazing.
What are we doing? But they found a way to win it. George Pickens was fantastic in that game. To your Saquon point, Saquon
2.2 feels like yards I never see him
fumble. He had a huge fumble in that game.
Oh, he's fumbled a couple times this year. He's had a couple this year.
Philly can be had.
I absolutely agree. Philly can be had.
There's something.
By who though?
I think they could be had by almost anybody.
The entire conference.
Yeah, anybody that makes the playoffs.
I don't feel that way yet. The defense is still second. Philly just knows how to win, I guess.
I honestly feel this way about the whole NFC playoff thing right now. I don't know who's going to win any of these games. There's not a team where I go, I would be right now today surprised if the Rams weren't in the NFC championship. There is not an outcome. If the Cowboys make the playoffs and you told me they beat the Eagles in the playoffs, I wouldn't be surprised. The Bears won again.
Yeah.
That's a 3-loss football team.
8-3, huh?
The Eagles haven't looked great, but I'm not buying any of those teams below them to they've been good enough to where I think they can knock off the
Eagles and the Bears got the same record.
Yeah, I'll still take Philly.
Seattle can't beat Philly?
Sam Darnold, let me see how you're looking in the playoffs first.
Fair. I mean, I understand.
And Philly, too, as bad as they look, you look at their schedule this season, they've beat all the good teams. I mean, they got a bad loss yesterday. I mean, they got 3 losses this season, but they beat the Lions and all those other teams. As bad as they've looked offensively.
I just think the premise of it's just a one game, anything can happen in one game, has never been more vital to the outcome of a game. I think all those teams can beat the Eagles on one day. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Teams, I don't think.
Can they go into Philly and do that?
Yeah, because who knows? Jalen Hurts might miss 4 touchdowns again. Like he did. Like the game was right there for the Lions. That said a little bit more about the Lions than it did the Eagles. Jalen Hurts was missing plays left and right. They were stuck on 13 points for the whole second half, and the Lions couldn't do anything, couldn't convert a 4th down. That game said more to me about the Lions than it did the Eagles. I don't think the Eagles.
Philly is the 2 seed right now, by the way. Woo! Woo! Chicago is next. Let's
Where's
go. Let's. You said where?
Yeah.
It is in Philly.
It's a Black Friday game.
It is Black Friday. Yeah. It's in Philly.
I'd be surprised if Philly lost that one.
They got, I don't know what to make of this. They got Chicago Friday. Then they'll have the Chargers in Los Angeles, the Raiders, the Commanders, at Buffalo, and then the Commanders.
Damn.
Haven't played the Commanders at all yet.
Lucky.
2 of the last 3.
Lucky. Yeah, I don't know. I think...
Split with the Cowboys.
Kind of split with the
Giants.
Kind of the what, you're talking about. I think the Eagles will be favored against pretty much all these teams, but I wouldn't be surprised if they lost those games.
The league as a whole, I think, I don't know if we're in a transition period or whatever, but there's no real true strong teams besides the Rams right now, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not picking
and
the
Broncos.
And that's
just our perception, right?
What do you mean?
We think the Rams are strong. Like, have they really separated themselves?
Yeah, I think so. They've proven it.
I feel like
they're
have.
Dominant right now.
Like, and I feel like Stafford is the closest thing you can define to in week, what did we just finish, 12, mm-hmm. is the MVP. Mm-hmm. Like, the year he's having is incredible. Yeah. This game's on Amazon. Is that where Black Friday is?
Mm-hmm. Damn, Friday gonna be popping between this and college football. Sheesh.
That really is low key brilliant. Get everybody to open their Amazon app on Black Friday. It is brilliant.
True.
Black Friday, which started last Friday.
Yeah, I just
big
got
Jeff
some
Bezos
stuff
guy over there.
Hey. It's Christmas time, man. My Christmas spending is a lot different than last year, so I'm taking advantage of every Black Friday offer that is out there. If you got any Black Friday offers, send them this way. Gonna need all of them. Anything with K-pop demon hunters, send them this way. Gonna need them. Gonna need all of them.
Bluey reigns supreme in the household right now.
Yeah, that too.
Bluey. Bluey.
That too. I think we're getting ready to go see Wicked for Good at some point this week.
Rollout's been a little crazy.
It has.
Yeah.
I don't know what's...
I don't know. Honestly, I asked Crystal about it. Hey, what are your thoughts on this? Because you're more
what
pop
did she
culture.
She,
I don't know. Like, she was just like, yeah, I guess that's just how they are, I guess. I don't know.
Were they always that way?
I don't know.
I don't feel like they were. It's just been like...
Because she was...
Every video I see is odd.
Because I don't really know the actress that's with Ariana Grande.
Yeah, I'm not...
But Crystal was acting like she's pretty known or something, I guess. But I don't know.
Hmm.
But yeah, it's been kind of weird. Like, that's what it is. It's been weird.
That's all. Not accusing anybody of anything. Just
you seen the helicopter video?
Yeah.
I didn't see the helicopter video. What was the helicopter video?
Go ahead. Just describe it. Like, come on, man.
No,
like,
they're just doing a joint interview or whatever, and a helicopter flies over, and they're like shook.
Ariana goes,
yeah.
Go away. Not now.
Okay.
No, it's weird, dude.
It sounds weird.
They're not able to answer questions or anything while the helicopter is going over.
No. I don't know. That's not my world, so I wouldn't know.
It's not either. I don't know, man. Man. This movie's probably gonna be good.
Well, I think it's out. I think it came out Friday. Mm.
The first one was the bullying film.
It was, yes. It was mostly about racism. double check less with you because you never were. Still out on the Packers, right?
Oh, yeah. I'm completely out on the Packers. Defense is great, but.
Is Sunday, and we'll talk about this as the week goes along, but is that not a loser goes home, but like, I believe in. It's not Sunday. It's Thanksgiving.
It's
Is that like. Yeah, I believe in this team to make the playoffs.
Oh, to make the playoffs?
Yeah.
Like
the losers, like, I don't know what it's looking like for you.
Yeah, losers, it's probably tough for. I don't, like, I'm not like, oh, watch out for the winner.
No, it's more about the loser.
Like, yeah, you've got a chance maybe to finish second to Chicago. I mean, you've got the upper hand, or you're the team that has the opportunity to knock Chicago off.
If the Lions win, then
the Packers got two with the Bears left. By the way, I think we looked at this last week.
Lions got the Bears at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. I mean, if the Packers win on Thursday, like I'm backing on the Packers. I'd probably feel better about the Lions with them winning.
I'm not the biggest Packers at all. I think I'm with Detroit the way KC is with Green Bay.
Yeah.
So I think the Packers beating Detroit would just be like, yeah. Yeah.
I saw a tweet saying Cowboys Chiefs could be one of the highest rated NFL games of all time. I guess not counting the Super Bowl, but.
It could be. I mean, not on the edge of my
Thanksgiving.
Seat watching that one.
I'll tap in for that.
I'm watching. Ain't nothing else on. I'll be watching. Well, it's Feast Week.
It's bigger than.
I don't even know where I'm.
Game
I don't
nothing
even.
Else is on.
Yeah, I don't even know where I'm going to be at 1:30. So that could depend on.
The Cowboys have not been appointment television on Thanksgiving for me for a long time.
They hate the Cowboys,
but they didn't even played a game.
The Cowboys are going to give you an entertaining football game, though.
But they've either been good and their opponent has been sorry, or they've been sorry for a long time on Thanksgiving. So
Well, that's not what this is, though. To Jesse's point, like, that's not what this is.
A little better than sorry. Like, Cowboys are not, that's not.
You had your eye on them this morning.
No, I had an eye because they're just another team I got to deal with now. I don't think they're good. I don't think they're making
the playoffs. To be clear, you don't have to deal with any of these
teams.
No,
I do.
You know what? Let's all just take a moment. Jerry Jones, just talk to us about the Cowboys on Thanksgiving and just the run you guys have been on lately.
Well, Jesse.
Winners of two in a row.
Jesse, I want to thank you for giving me this platform.
I love Jerry Jones.
Well, shout out to KC. Okay, and shout out to D'Lo, who says
there is no one better than Jerry Jones.
That's right. That's right. Now, the funny thing about that is what he doesn't tell you is we had that discussion at Morton's. He says he doesn't like it, but boy, that Cajun ribeye, it was gone in the knee slap of a jaguar.
Jerry, what the hell does that mean?
Jerry, sit down, man.
I'm not going to lie. Damn, this one's tough, too.
There is no one better than Jerry Jones. So the difference.
That one was crazy.
The difference between me and KC is I know how to delete that out of the system. What the hell were we talking about?
It had to be around the documentary time, I think.
It was probably there no one better than Jerry Jones when it comes to manipulating people or like something awful. And
what is a knee slap of a jaguar?
Yeah,
bro?
What is...
It's an old southern fork tail.
It's a fork tail. A fork tail?
Folk tail, right?
It's a fork tail.
Am I saying that right?
Folk tail.
What?
Folk tail, that's exactly what it is.
Go into Studio 4 and watch episodes of Hee Haw if you're going to make references like that. Or Bonanza or whatever.
Is that what goes down in Studio
4? Whatever show we filmed was aimed at us when we were in there.
That sounds like something a southerner would say. Like, yeah, you know, because, you know, when you catch your jaguar, you slap them on the knee, and that's how you know you got them.
All right.
You say so, pal.
Whatever you say, man.
Just keep the jaguar away from me.
Please. Please keep it away.
What a slobber knuckle.
Nope, that's wrong too.
No, slobber knocker.
What'd I say?
I think you said slobber knuckle.
Yeah, you said knuckle.
Oh, my bad. I meant knocker.
Come on, man. Up here in Louis Vuitton crew neck talking about slobber knuckle. Do we have opinions on what went on with Ja Morant and Klay Thompson this weekend?
I had harsh opinions on Ja, and then I think I'm just kind of like, it's trash talk, right?
Legends got the clip.
Oh.
Morant, shut your ass up, little ass. I guess that's what he said. Right. You're not even playing, Klay said. Morant, you a bum. Yeah. Then Santi gets involved. I don't know. Santi says, you a bitch.
Oh.
And then Klay responds, and this is terrific. Klay responds, I'm a bitch.
Would have said, who is Santi Aldama?
Like, he asks him, I'm a bitch, me? And Santi says, yeah, you're funny. Oh, for goodness sakes.
I don't even know what the origins of it is, though.
I don't neither.
Was it a play?
I think I saw that Klay was talking to Jaren Jackson Jr. or something like that.
Like, why is Ja even on that part of the floor?
I don't know.
I thought
it was by their bench.
So is this, I think this starts with the Cooper flag trip. Oh, yeah. Okay, so
Which
I think
Coop
it starts...
Was doing a little bit. He was doing a little bit there on the trip.
Nah, he tripped him.
But the way he fell, it was...
You think so?
Yeah, I thought Coop
was... Hold on, I'll
watch it again, but I thought Coop was doing a little bit. Could be wrong.
Oh, nah. I'll look at it again. Oh, I think you're wrong. Like, he grabs his leg, and then it looks like he trips over his arm. Maybe I'm seeing that part wrong. I'm still cracking up. I'm a bitch. Well, maybe Coop sold it a little bit.
Maybe
he took a little bit of a bump.
Yeah,
maybe he took a little bit of a bump.
That's how
my thing with Ja is, I'm trying to figure out where Ja like got to that space on the floor.
Because, well, I think that's their bench, isn't it?
Yeah, but he's like, he's like standing in the key. He's standing in the key pointing in Clay's face.
Because it was during
a timeout, yeah.
He just, walks out on the court during the timeout like Spo.
Clay's done the same before, too, by the way.
So,
hold on, man.
Not directly.
Hold on, man. Yeah, Coop. All right, Coop. All right, man.
He took it.
He grabbed him. You know what I mean? He grabbed him. But
he sold it a little bit. He took a little bit of a bump. He took a little bit of a bump. But.
Santi shouldn't be doing that. I get it. But
it does look like he. That's a solid trip, no?
I'm going to look at it again. Hold on. Let me see.
He grabbed his leg. And I don't know what Santi's doing, going like, oh, no, he's falling. Like, oh, no. Who knew this was going to happen? Like, come on, man. What is that?
Wait a minute. How does Coop fall so head first? And he wasn't even moving. It was his first step. It'd be one thing if he was like moving.
Well, it's like when
steps.
Draymond Green was trying to run from Domantas Sabonis and Domas hooked his leg like Ken Shamrock used to do back in the day.
That's exactly what. Imagine if Draymond would have fell like Cooper Flagg in that moment. You would have been like, all right, bro.
Well, he couldn't fall because he was jumping up to stomp down.
That's true. That's true. Shout out to Kenyon Martin, by the way. That was a long dissertation.
Was that the Instagram Live thing?
Yeah, like Draymond's, I'm not even done with the whole thing. Draymond's was like 11 minutes. Kenyon Martin's was like 27 minutes. I'm only 15 minutes in.
Jesus. Please give me the summary. I'm not giving Kenyon Martin 25 minutes of my life.
Kenyon Martin said there was 200 better forwards in the history of the NBA than Draymond Green.
Did he list all of them?
I think was he named about 40 of them.
Was it like Chris Jericho, man of 1,004 holes? Armbar.
I think it's close to that. It's close to that. He also gave Draymond's record without Steph Curry, which is like,
oh, that's funny.
Like 25 games under. Gave Steph's record without Draymond, which is like 25 games over.
Can I tell you, I don't like Ja Morant.
Mm.
I think that's just, I don't like him. I'm not like riding for Clay. It's like, if I'm not like picking side. I realized watching this, I don't like Ja. There's the clip that, either Jesse or Leezy put out there about the Ja Morant stuff when rumblings started to happen in Memphis. And I just don't like him as a person, a player. I don't like anything about, I literally don't like anything about him.
Mm.
And if I'm Clay, I don't even know, he's just like constant nonsense. Like, he's not even playing. And I just go back to what I used in that conversation. Like, bro, you were on the verge of being a star, and your career has just declined every year since then. You're not trash. You're far from a bad basketball player, but you ain't him. Like, you're not in the Paolo, Cade, Wemby. Cooper remains to be seen, but you're not in that class.
Yeah.
If this was Kyle Mattson, but you're in a lower tier now. You're not that anymore. You have to work to get back there, but you can't work because you can't be healthy. And when you are healthy, you get yourself in trouble with something. And now you out here talking to me while your team's got 5 wins, celebrating beating the Sacramento Kings the other night, who are just as bad as you. Now, granted, I'm on the Dallas Mavericks, and that's no better. But if I was Clay, I would have had a lot of ammunition for that.
Yeah.
I just don't. I'm not Clay. I'm me. I just, I think Ja was chirping at him. I think that's where it started.
Yeah, and I don't know, but I don't know where that came from. Like, I don't know.
I think that's Ja.
Is it that serious, though?
Like, I just think it's Ja.
The trash talk? Like, I feel like people, like Ja's just talking trash, no? Clay's talk trash.
You ain't even, I'm kind of like Clay. You're not playing.
Clay took shots at Rodney McGruder when he was doing media appearances, when he was hurt. Like, Clay, what are you getting your feelings hurt for? You did the same thing before.
Well, Clay can be a bit soft. Clay, we know that. Clay can be a bit soft.
Yeah.
We'll come back. James Hamm is going to join us probably any minute. If not at the top of the hour, James will be with us. There's basketball tonight. There's Kings basketball tonight. So we've got that ahead. We've got 49ers football as well. It is a busy, busy Monday. Man. All right. We'll save it.
Perfect night.
That'd be nice. Two in a row. Okay. Two in a row, I'll play it. Two in a row, we'll play it tomorrow.
And I said, settle down.
Maybe just the first line.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. We ain't playing that.
Not the whole damn song, but we need the acknowledgement.
It's ESPN 13.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
James Hamm gonna join us here in just a few minutes. Ruthie, what's up, buddy? Go ahead, get on that one right there. You're gonna have to sign her back in, man. That's my fault. I signed her out. Okay, yeah, we can put her right there. Yeah. Ruthie Bolton about to get comfortable and hang out with us here for a few minutes. James Hamm coming up. Let's hit this one. Boom. Ruthie, you about to be on camera. Everybody about to see you. We ain't seen you in so long. Hold up. Ruthie, what up, buddy? Yo, grab that microphone right there. What's up, man?
All right, you know what? Nothing but, and man, you the man with the plan. Hey, no, it's game time. Me. Let's go.
Not me. KC pulled you out of the gym to get in here, and
hey, cause, you know, I put him in. I got him in the host of the day. I just like, I won't hurt nobody. You know?
Nah, I got you. I got you.
I don't hurt them.
Yeah.
Flex looks good on me, baby.
Yeah, always. Yo, where are you at? What are you up to?
Just everything, man. Just you know, working with a lot of kids, coaching, more like I'm helping my daughter's team in Mississippi, but I do a lot of speaking. Just finished, I've written like 5 books. My last one was with all my sisters, my 11 sisters, 12 of us, 12 okay. girls. I don't know if I put one in here. I can't okay. believe I didn't do that.
Wow. You don't love D'Lo and Casey man. All these years, Ruthie.
I know, huh?
All these years. We still show up at the. I'll show up at the gym with Al, and Al be like, you know, Ruthie did. She did that quarter mile run in 2 minutes. So that's what you're gonna have to do. You know, you gotta. Ruthie said you couldn't do this. Like, that's what Al will always do. You know, Ruthie said you couldn't. You couldn't do that. You're too slow. You're too weak. All right, man. All right. What else you got going on?
Man, it's been just, like I said, just trying to.
You still buried in basketball? You still teach it? You still watch it? You still coach it?
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of staff development more. I'm doing some stuff with, I would say majority of what I'm doing, speaking and player development. And with the students in school, like I'm doing a workshop with Twin River School District, teaching, training 100 coaches on how to, a good coach can change the game, but a great coach can change your life.
Yeah.
And the principle of coaching and the connection relationship. And, but yeah, that's that, and just really being a mom, trying to take care of my. They're taller than me now.
Oh my God!
They are my little son, wild out of the plate. Now he's 14, but he like this, and then my daughter, she's playing basketball, running track.
Mm-hmm. And how old is she now?
She's 16.
Okay.
And they all be doing it. Yeah, they doing. I make sure they get their push-ups in, though.
Got to.
I was going to ask you, too, because with the NBC Michael Jordan interview and all this stuff that he's been doing this year, one of the last ones he did, he talked about, or maybe it was the first one, where he's like, yeah, man, I haven't touched basketball in so long. And it seems like Michael Jordan, to a certain degree, is like, yeah, I'm done with basketball. I committed 30, 40 years of my life. Like, I'm done. Like, do you ever feel, you know, like, man, I don't want to be dealing with basketball?
It's interesting. Like, you were seeing someone that was so – it varies. To me, I'm still in love with the game. I'm still in love with the ambiance of it, the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And sometimes WNBA legends, and we were playing, and they was like, why are you still playing like you in your 30s? They was like – and they just totally just have shut it away. But I love – like, I still love the game. Yeah. I played it. I played in 55 and over.
Mm. Yeah. And not surprised.
I listen, we're kicking butt, taking name. Yeah. Got buckets. Like, listen, always. Listen. It like, hey, listen, I won the MMOC award. Meanest mother on the court.
You're one of the most competitive people I've ever met.
I can't help it. You got to know my story. You know, when something was almost taken from you, and you just feel like you know, growing up in basketball, I dealt with the adversity of having to ride a bus, and then Coach happened to tell me I probably wouldn't play. Mm-hmm. And when you sit there and you excited about something, and someone tell you, no, this is not yours, someone that sits on the other side of your dreams, mm-hmm. it like, that was like tattooed in my mind. It really shaped my belief system. I'm like, no, I got to have this. And mm-hmm. so when you fight, it's second nature. Like, I don't know how to turn it off, and the competitiveness. And so, because I had to fight.
Yeah.
That fear, you know, it's a good fear, a fear that scares you, pushes you forward, a fear mm-hmm. that, you know, just like adversity make you better. I let it make me better. And so I have this mm-hmm. grit. And so now even when I play the senior games, I don't know. I can't do it halfway. mm-hmm. If I'm out there, I'm like, you think you just going to stop dribbling and going to look at me and hold the ball and I'm not going to take it from you? Oh, they said I was playing like I was still in WNBA. I said, when I play.
Yeah.
So I can't go halfway. So if I'm like, if you're in a triple threat, you have to make sure you don't show me that ball if I take it. So I don't care if you are in your 50s. I played in my 30s. I'm playing now. So when I'm out there, I'm playing for the love of the game. That's just how I am. I don't know any other way.
Yeah.
You know?
Have you been following the league and all of the changes that it's going through? Because you was one of the OGs.
Oh, man, listen here. We were just talking about that. It has changed so much. And our change has changed for the better. That's what you want. What we did in 96 – we knew it was big,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't really realize really how big, like how the game has grown. I'm excited. I know the adversity in sports, they talk about who getting the most attention. At least they're getting attention. Mm-hmm. Some people watching it that have never watched it before, mm-hmm. even men. So I'm excited where it's gone. You know, even from a financial standpoint, you know, they getting like, it's crazy. But I'm happy for the game, the women game, embracing it. And I want the honesty of the game, though, to stay, like, not to lose the integrity of the game. You know, other than that, some of the different things, the conflicts are not always bad. It's some healthy conflicts. There's things that mm-hmm. becomes an issue, but it's healthy to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just happy, the big picture, yeah. when the game is getting more notoriety that it should have always getting.
You know, earlier today, mm-hmm. we, you know, were given a rundown of the show, and we said James Hamm is joining. We're talking Kings. We're talking football and all that. Oh, and Ruthie Bolton's going to be on the show. And still to this day, like, oh, people in the chat. And Ruthie's here. The connection that you still have with the city of Sacramento seems pretty special. And it's got to be special on your end, right?
You know what? It really is. And I know it just every time when I'm here, the fans, I be out and about and I see them. They just are like they've never seen me before. And I really feel extremely special. I feel honored. I feel humble. No matter where I'm at, and I'm out and about, and a lot of fans are like, oh my God, I want you to sign this. And it's just about, to me, I love the community. And to me, I'm humbled at it, and it reminds me how good the game has been to me. And I just, to me, that component of community, I love. You know, a couple of years ago, I got my doctorate degree, an honorary doctorate degree in humanitarian, service above self. And to me, that meant more to me than just like the gold medals itself. Like, for someone to recognize the humanitarian of me, and that's because this is bigger than me. Mm-hmm. This is bigger than my 3-point shot. This is bigger than my defense. the effects, the impact that this game has done for me, and being able to relay it to the young people that I speak to, mm-hmm. just like, hey, the game is great. Embrace it. It's not to take it for granted. And that's what, to me, what I love about Sacramento is that they are true you know, to the true fans.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I, like I said, I they are the, it's something special about this place.
Yeah.
You said gold medal. You do have two, right?
I just two. I should have had three. I should have won. And say I didn't make the team in 92. If I had made the team, we would have won it. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I should have had three. You know,
they ain't
I'm saying
lost,
that humbly.
They ain't lost since you made the team in 96.
No, they ain't. Hey, listen, I know, man. We get some good stuff. And that's, you know what, things I've gone back to
talking. Makes 2028 terrifying.
I know. France.
You don't want to be the one to lose.
I know, right?
You don't want to be the one to lose.
It's going to be a different generation of players. Yep. But the talent is crazy. Even though international talent is catching up, but USA, there's no one should be able to beat the talent that we have. You could get two teams. The Olympic team, you'd pick a team, and you could find another team that could probably beat that team. It's crazy, the talent. That's, you know, what you're saying. So,
yeah.
But I think we get it now that we can't just show up at a gym and then win. Mm-hmm. Like you think about the last Olympics.
One
you know,
point
I
game.
Was, I would say, yes. So but it's good for women international basketball. It's good for women basketball as a whole that it's starting to, you know, like, hey, you know what? It's game time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna need it to be like Dream Team '92 in 08 like, or two in 28. Like I ain't gonna be able to stomach a 1 point win and
France
a gold
got
medal
my
game.
Attention, boy.
I know
the way
France
they play,
was like,
man.
You better hear us, you better see us. I'm like, don't just show up. You know, we got, and that's a good thing. You know, that's a good thing. I just actually did an interview with the Brazilian girls. They doing a story on them in March, International Women of Basketball, and so I had to talk about the girls from the Brazilian team. I said, it would be my pleasure. When they asked me to do it, I said, just tell me when. It's like, I said, no, I'm serious. Now, even though we won in 96, the Brazilian team, and we have two girls on there, Magic, Paula, and Hortensia. Those two girls were amazing. But it feels good. Like I said, I want to say thank you to them for challenging us, for making us rise, because they were like, hey, don't just show up at a game and think y'all going to beat us. So we had to step up to the plate. So, but they are definitely two of the best basketball players in the world, Hortensia and Paula from Brazil.
Do you follow, obviously, unfortunately, there's no Monarchs to follow anymore, but do you follow the Kings at all? Like just what's going on with them now?
A little bit, not as much. I'm like, I hear people talking about it a lot. I have some other good friends.
Bad Ruthie.
I know they got Westbrook.
They got Russ. That's my man. Yeah, they got Russ.
But, yeah, I heard people talk about, yeah, I'm going to the game tonight, actually.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, I'm going to the game tonight. With so I see the
it's Minnesota and Sacramento tonight.
Minnesota, Sacramento.
Yeah, Ant-Man, like Minnesota's got some guys over there. And then, you know, we got Russ. The thing that confuses all three of us is James Hamm joins us here, too. The thing that confuses us is there's talent on the team.
Who?
There's talent. Like DeMar DeRozan is a Hall of Famer. Like Zach LaVine is a talented
talent,
scorer.
They just can't
put it all together.
Yeah. Just can't.
And that's one of the things. That's one of the things that you would know about too, Ruthie, is just like, yeah, you could have talented people on the team, but there's a level of chemistry and there's a level of trust with your teammates that you they can only be learned. Like you can't just put teams together and everything would be good. There's a process to it.
Yeah, and I thought the Kings were getting that for a minute. It was like they're a team where usually you got to show up because they could beat you. Mm-hmm. You know, a couple years ago they had a team that was solid.
Absolutely.
You know, but it is that trust and that plan for each other, and not me.
Mm-hmm.
It takes team first, and so yeah, I think it's amazing you could do a lot with less talent, but more players that believe in each other and say, you know what, we're trying to win no matter whatever it takes as a group, as a whole.
Yeah.
And you can sky's the limit when that happens.
What NBA player, past or present, would you compare your game to?
Ooh. Oh, man. You know what's crazy? I actually felt like my energy, Bobby Jackson. Bobby Jackson. I love how he played. You could never tell the score of the game by his energy, by how he played. He played whether he was up 20 and down 20, and he played for the love of the game.
Yeah.
And I definitely.
I love Bobby. You were better than Bobby, though. No, I didn't mean it like.
But I, yeah.
The equivalency, yeah.
Yeah, like you were better than Bobby.
So I always thought it was just like divine intervention, the symmetry and the similarities between the Kings franchise in the Monarchs for 6-7 years, right? I thought Ruthie and Mitch married each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought
they were like the same type of player, same type of situation. Like, you didn't have like the greatest teammates around you, but still found a way to be successful.
That's a good observation. And then,
Ruthie was a 20 point per game scorer.
Yeah, and shooting guard, all this stuff.
I beat Mitch in a shootout one time. We were just messing around. I think there was some kind of media thing. We was getting ready for interviews. I said, let's shoot around. So we were shooting, and they said, won't y'all do a real game? And we were shooting, I'm like, NBA 3. I was like, man, that ain't nothing. I was just talking smack. Cornbread and black eyed peas. Oh, yeah. Remember the bottom of the net. But I ended up beating him. He'll tell you today. He said, you beat me fair and square.
Yeah.
Yeah, shoot it. And I wasn't a shooter in college. I was a defensive player. I was a late bloomer in shooting, but defense was my thing.
Yeah, it was still your thing in the league, too.
Defense is my thing. Yeah. Like, zig, you know, but shooting became fun. I'm like, oh, scoring is fun, you know, so.
Absolutely.
But, yeah. But Mitch, that was a good tie. I like Mitch. And she had a sharp shooter.
Ruthie, I know you got a gang of things going on today. They're running you all over the place. But just real quick, you're doing some things tonight at the game and working with Echo Alpha on some things, huh?
It's fun. You know, I love, you know, when I was asked to come and, you know, be a part of their – the night with them. I love people that know how to win, that want to win. Mm-hmm. I love people that are community conscious, and I feel like that's what they are, and excited about Melanie. She's actually as a fan of me, you know, a fan of me in basketball, but I just think their company is a small company, but growing, and just got to me as a team what make the dream work.
Yeah.
And they're in the pursuit of greatness, and so to be a part of that, I love being a part of people that know how to win. You might not win every game, but if you want to win, hey, and you got the mindset, you're going to win more games than you lose. So I love that, and I'm excited about, you know, going to Kings game. I haven't been this season, so it'll be fun to be up there, yeah.
Hopefully you see the beam tonight. Huh? See the beam. Light the beam.
Where can we get your books? Can we get those on Amazon?
Yeah, the 12 Sisters, 12 Stories, 12 Triumphs, yeah. And actually, you know, I can't believe
there's still bookstores. We learned they're building. They're still building bookstores. We didn't even know they was doing that.
Yeah, this book is I would say it's a faith. You know, it's my sister's, you know, big family. My dad was a minister.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all, I was getting ready to do like my fifth book. And I said, I want to do it with my sisters. And they was like, why you want to do it with us? I said, y'all have a story too. Mm-hmm. Even though you're not an Olympian, you have a story. So they were like, I said, because, and so I'm big on women empowerment. Mm-hmm. And so as they were process of doing the book, they was just like a lot of, they was like growing, like, man, this is it was liberation for them because a lot of things they hadn't shared that they share in the book. And so I was excited to do this project with them. We were just at a conference a couple of weeks ago, and it was amazing to be able to see my sisters and be able to, you know, for them to sometimes finally heal and some things they've gone through for years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's amazing when you start to use your voice, when you start to be transparent with yourself, meet yourself where you are. And that's what this book is about. Let 12 sisters, 12 challenges, 12 triumphs. Like, we've been somewhere, but we're going somewhere, and that's the really significant of the book. And each story, we all have a chapter, and so each story would be going to be amazing. And sort of the subtopic is your I am is waiting on you. You all have an I am. What is your I am? What is that? What is that manifesto in your life? And so that's what I want women in this book to see themselves. Like, you know what? I can see myself being, you know, the courageous and see myself overcoming challenges. So that's what this particular book is about. Is about women rising above and never quitting and say, this is my journey, and I'm going to not just go down the road, let's travel. I'm going to become a maverick. A maverick is when you make your own road. You cut down trees, you get over fence, whatever you need to do to follow your dreams. And that's what, you know, that's what we want to encourage you to do.
That's Ruthie Bolton right there. Legend.
Sacramento legend.
And you know, always. I got to do this right here. It's game time. I just got to do it. It's okay. Full court press, baby. Yeah. Full court press on right
know.
Here.
We already know. You ain't never going to take. She going to be on a basketball court her whole life.
Oh, man,
we'll come back. We'll talk Kings basketball with our man James Hamm with D-Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.